Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we're going out with strength in the grain trade today. Look at this. Corn for December up 6¾ cents at 404. Now, didn't the USDA just tell us we had a massive 16.7 billion bushel corn crop because it's 188.8 bushels to acre, and we basically have more acres at 97.2 million acres. Corn, as far as the eye can see, and yet here we are over $4 again. I thought we're supposed to be at $3.50. I thought all the naysayers says corn is going to be in the hole. Well, in order to get to the hole, you usually got to be trending lower there, and their trend is pretty gosh darn slow, and many are finding selling corn at this level is not so cool when export numbers continue to impress every week, and that's without China in the picture. Now, over on the soybeans, canola has gotten beaten up this week with, again, Chinese tariffs on their canola, which means their oil is going to find their way to the U.S. Yet bean oil today up a penny a pound at $53.19 as our crush came in awesome. 195.7 million bushels of beans were crushed the month of July. That's 4 million bushels above the trade expectation, a record for the month of July. We're up 13 million year over year. That's huge, and the oil stocks remain tight. Nothing's ever growing. We crush, and no stocks are growing for oil. So soybean oil popping today, actually giving a little bit of a bump to bean oil by a small amount. But today, soybeans heading back to the highs of the week as November is up 15 cents at 10.43 and a half. January up 14 and a half cents, 10.62 and three quarters. The corn market in tow. Up 7 on September, 382, but the December corn up 6¾ cents at 404. Could it be the USDA has a reputation problem, a reputation of always scoring crops way too big early in the season and demand always too soft, and those two numbers keep going the opposite direction the rest of the year? We'll see. March corn up 7¼. 421¼. July up 6¾. 438¾. The wheat market, well, it wants to go down, having a hard time doing it with corn lifting like this. So September, Kansas City up 0.75 cents, 505. Chicago, September up 1¾ cents at 505¼. In Minneapolis, slumping here by 2¼ cents for September, 569¾. December off 2¼, 589¾. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, sharply higher today, heading back to the better levels of the week. Yesterday, there was a report late in the session that put cattle prices down, that Secretary Rawlins of the USDA would be speaking today at 11 o'clock about the Mexican, well, it's called the Mexican standoff, the Mexican screwworm problem, and about the Mexican border. Well, the market thought maybe she's opening it up. So there was weakness late yesterday. Today, obviously, as porous, as I always say the USDA is, somebody knew otherwise, and the board just kept firming up all the day. And, of course, when Secretary Rawlins of the USDA spoke at about 11:30, about a half an hour late, all she said was that the USDA is tripling its expense on developing sterile flies to combat the issue and was going to do it domestically rather than depending on Mexico and Panama to produce these sterile flies to fight the screwworm. Well, of course, when that finally came out, we had feeder cattle bolt to within a dollar of their all-time highs, and then, of course, retreated a little bit here. Live cattle pushing higher on the session as box beef again up $6.02 on the choice to $3.99.81. I think that's a record. Select is up $1.23 at $3.68.11. So with the bids solidly in Nebraska and Texas, $2.42 in Nebraska, $2.33 in Texas, all being passed. Probably going to get a better number than that. The board is sure excited about it. August cattle up $3.80 to $2.37.15. October up $4.82 at $2.31.65. December cattle gaining $4.60 to $2.33. Feeder cattle, August up $6.47, $3.46.87, with September gaining $7, 347.80, so we're about $1.20 off the spike high we had seen in the last half hour. October feeders up $6, 346.45. November up $5.50 at 344.12. And January feeders gaining $4.97, 337.12. The hog futures recovering after yesterday's hard slide to the downside. Pork products showing a little better improvement here today. October hogs up $1.17 to $90.30. December gaining $1.50, 83.12. Metals, we are softer on the day, even with the dollar index softer. We have December gold down just 50 cents an ounce, 3,382.70. Silver for September off 9 cents, 37.98, while the dollar index slides here about 38 cents to 97.92. Bitcoin, after those new all-time highs yesterday above 123,000, well, they gave it up yesterday, giving up some more today, down $415 to $117,680. And in the crude oil, there was a rally yesterday, concerns of how the meeting is going to go with Trump and Russia and Putin in the state of Alaska today. The question is, were they both going to show up shirtless riding bears? We do not know, have not received that input yet, but they are supposed to be talking, trying to work out a resolution for some kind of truce between Ukraine and Russia. We'll see how that goes, but the crude oil today down 81 cents a barrel, $63.15. The gasoline contract for September giving up 3 cents a gallon to $2.08, while diesel fuel climbs a penny and a quarter, $2.24¾. Any questions on trading commodity futures or livestock risk protection insurance? We're here to help you. A one-stop shop. HeartlandInvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.